Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Give it away some money about 25 minutes. Yeah, yeah. Double your pay.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had a big Friday.
We had a big Friday.
After we got off the air.
Yes. I've done some crazy things in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was afraid of heights, so I decided to go skydiving.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was kind of scared of driving fast because I was in a car accident in high school with my buddy because he was driving too fast. So I went and did a NASCAR thing where I drove really fast around a track. For some reason, I was not one bit scared doing this Red Bull flu tog thing. Now, what you do
ahead of time, you weren't.
I was not ahead of time. Because I, for some reason in my head, what I had pictured was me sitting in this nice little aircraft with huge wings, and I was gonna
slowly glide.
I was gonna go on a ramp, and you guys were gonna push me off the ramp, and then this ramp would give me so much speed that then it would lip back up, and it would launch me, and I would probably glide about a few feet, maybe 50, 60 feet, and then I would just kind of
gently
land into the nice, soft water.
You were going to be the Derecho Brothers.
You know what I mean?
And now this is only in your mind, not because you did research.
No, I didn't do research.
Previous flu togs.
And I should have because there's commercials on television, and I know I've seen this, but for some reason in my head, this is what I was, that's what's going to happen.
You're just going to gently
soar. I'm just going to, or maybe it would be a rough landing out. But it's all good because it's water.
And if you have no idea what Flugtag is, because it's a German word for flying, it's Red Bull's big promotional event. They do this all year long, usually, but they do it in tons of countries all across the world. But since it's like the Red Bull gives you wings, this is their big event they have. And so on Saturday in the U.S., they had a simultaneous.
That's so weird. I just got it.
What?
What? Red Bull gives you wings.
Yeah, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
I never put two and two together.
Why they did
you said it out loud.
Oh, yeah. So Red Bull
gives you. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why they. I know. I kind of thought, well, that's what it's about, right?
I'm assuming.
So, I'm just going with it. Yeah, they do this simultaneous event that just draws. I mean, it sells out. They hold it outdoors on a lake. This past Saturday, they did it simultaneously, same time in five different cities.
And basically, what you have to do is you get your team together. Mm-hmm. You have a pilot who goes in the aircraft.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then you have a push team. And they're the ones that are supposed to give you enough speed so that you could glide across the water.
I just realized I didn't get my push present.
Me neither,
Kelly. Yeah, I don't think you guys deserve one.
So we risked serious injury.
Well, this is what's funny is, this event, watching it on Saturday, the weather was beautiful and they had it not just in Dallas, but Chicago, D.C., Miami, Florida, and Long Beach, California at the same time. So, I mean, they have hundreds, thousands of teams enter and they build contraptions that have to be a certain size and weight and all of these
things. And that's the main thing. You build your own contraption.
And
so you get to come up with whatever you want to come
and
up with.
And costumes and they do routines.
You have a theme.
With us, we didn't have to build our own contraption because they said they had a professional build one for us.
Right.
And we were going to do media day, right?
Yeah.
Right. Ours was actually Friday. The whole event nationwide was on Saturday. So we went out there Friday. Now, Friday, the weather was a little, let's just say, inclement.
It was a little rainy.
Inclement?
And let's just say the crowd was sparse.
Not there. Yeah. No crowd there.
Well, we weren't really promoting it. It was the actual event was the following day.
Right.
And leading up to
for media. And how many media participated?
One.
Just us.
Because I'm stupid.
Because it's scary and
it's dangerous,
and we signed our lives away.
Well, right.
And I had driven past the ramp because we have to come to work, and it was pretty close to our studio. So I had kind of seen it from far away, and I still wasn't scared until we got to the actual ramp, and they made us actually stand on top of it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's 22 feet from the end of the ramp to the water, 22 feet. So not terrible.
Oh, they told me 30.
30, yeah.
Oh, they told me 22. Okay.
So 22, whatever. It's still
tomato, tomato.
Yeah. So it's not this ramp that I had envisioned where I would go down and there's a lip and it launches me. It was actually just a flat surface.
Yeah.
And it was wet.
And then so I looked at the guy that you guys thought was hot and I was like, well, then how do we launch? Like, where's the lip so that I can get air? Where's that?
Push. Yes,
it's all
push.
On your. It's your push team. That's they're going to give you enough speed, and then this thing that the wheels are going to come off, and then you're you should glide.
So we basically had a wooden boat, football shaped contraption that had turf lining and was heavy, and it was sitting on top of what I think was a metal medical cart.
Yeah, it's what the AV department brings a TV on.
Yeah,
when you're in high school, that's what it looked like. And so I said, okay, let me go to the edge and see what.
Do we have audio of this? Because I know we did it in a teaser of JC and I going and peering out over the edge when him and I saw it for the first time.
No, we don't. But basically, what happens is Jenna and I start walking up to the edge, and as I get closer to the edge, I start realizing this is kind of scary looking.
It is, because you know, for us, it was scary because if we push too long, there's a possibility that we go with you.
Oh yeah, because you got to give me enough force.
And that's kind of how it's supposed to work. The team is supposed to wait for the aircraft to take off, and then the team jumps in.
Some of them,
your aircraft is supposed to glide far enough to where you're fine. You just fall into the water, no problem.
But you have to wait for JC to give the fist to the head. I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. But when we got to the edge, and I've never said this before, even when I went skydiving, I didn't say this. Even when I did the NASCAR thing, which was pretty scary, I didn't say this. I got to the edge, I looked over, and I looked down, and I looked at the thing I was supposed to fly in, and I looked at Jenna, and I said, I can't do this. I can't do this, Jenna.
I walked out there, too. And I
was like, I can't do this.
And I had my hand over my mouth, and I go,
And what was I saying? There's no shame in quitting.
I know, Kelly.
I'm a quitter. I'm a lifelong quitter, and I am alive today.
And what did I say, JC? What did I say? I go, JC, I go, man, you got to do it.
Yeah,
now.
Don't be a
It's too late.
Yeah, Jenna said, don't be a mm-mm.
This was just so scary because when you drop this craft, whatever it weighs, whether it weighed 100, 200 pounds, it's on top of you. Yeah. I mean, basically, unless it.
Yeah, you would think the guy would have built you something a little bit more aerodynamic.
I know. And the wings, by the way,
like a brick.
The wings on this thing were tiny. I mean, they were probably as long as my arms if I stretched my arms out.
We got a quick tutorial. And so you got to think, Al and Kelly and I are the pushers behind JC.
And we roped in Trey for in our, you know, back.
Trey's got some good force behind him. So I felt happy to have Trey on our team. So I didn't notice this, but there's a pole behind me as well in this thing.
Yeah, holding the wings. Supporting the wings.
If it goes nose down, I would get clunked in the head by this pole. Right. And I didn't even think about that. Plus, it's like you got
to
sit inside of it.
Well,
so I kept thinking that I was going
to
get trapped inside
and fall
with it.
You got to squat so you can eject.
I kind of started hyperventilating a little bit when I was extremely
nervous. From this. Yeah, we were all very scared for you.
I was scared for me.
Yeah.
I wasn't scared for JC at all. I was scared for me because the ramp that we're pushing him off of is probably 40 feet long, I guess, maybe 50.
Yeah.
And I had on some very expensive shoes.
Why would you wear dress shoes to this?
It was unbelievable.
Al had on dress boots.
I had on my dress boots, and it was raining. I was already mad because my shoes were getting wet. And then I didn't know.
You have on jeans, too?
Yeah, you had on shorts.
You had on shorts.
Yeah, and I knew that I needed to stop pushing at a certain point so that if I did slip, I could still have room to fall.
Without
going in the water.
Yeah.
That's what I'm.
Well, that's great that my push team is already thinking about starting to push.
It was scary for us as well.
I'm inside this 150, 200-pound thing that could land on top of me and crush me.
But the equivalent of this, we were saying, is you have to commit to it. You know, like if you're really going to do it, you can't. It's like doing a flip off a diving board.
Right,
you have
to.
You got to commit because if you don't, that's when you land on your back.
So I committed. And I said, I had all these people come out here. I got to do this. I can't just not do this.
Yeah.
So I asked the professional, the guy that helps put on the event. I was like, well, dude, please just give me some pointers because I'm going to abort this ship as soon as I leave the ramp.
Oh, my God.
So what do I do? And he goes, well, I wouldn't sit all the way into it, first of all.
He goes, just crouch and bail.
So I'm crouching and I have one foot on the seat and I have the other foot all the way inside and I'm holding on to the sides because I am jumping as soon as I feel any air.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I got that step down. I know how I'm going to sit.
I'm surprised you could hear his tips with all your screaming.
So I wasn't screaming yet. And then I said, well, how do I handle the, when I abort, do I dive?
Yeah.
Do I just go straight head first? Do I go feet first? Do I tuck and roll onto my shoulders?
He goes, you'll feel it.
And then he goes, just do what's natural.
Yeah, you'll feel it.
More like, however you can get out and away from
the crowd. Well, your survival instinct should kick in.
No, yeah. Nothing is natural about jumping off this platform.
People are faced with situations they don't ever anticipate, but yet they survive because something instinctual takes over. But the plane's going this way. I need to go this way.
But they at least tell you should try to do this.
Well, he doesn't know which direction. It's almost like if you have a car coming at you on a one way, you don't know which way you're going to go.
Just do what feels natural is what he told me.
Yeah.
And then we started walking the craft up to the launch pad. Mm-hmm. And he looks back at me once he felt how heavy it was. And he goes, ooh. I don't know if I would allow this one in the competition tomorrow.
Yeah, that's
why, and I was like, what?
It was like a brick.
I was like, what?
It really was a wooden, giant football-shaped brick on top of a cart.
Yeah. You were trying to make a brick fly.
Yeah.
I said, that's why I knew I couldn't. They asked me to do this. And what I have to ponder when people ask me to do this is, how would I explain this to my black friends? And I knew good and well. They would say, you did what? And I'm like, oh, I was in this thing.
You know what? That should be everyone's philosophy.
I'm telling you.
Not what would Jesus do.
What would my black friends?
How do I explain this to my black friends?
Explain this to my black friends.
HDIETTNDF.
Then white folks said, you do what? I said, no, dog. I'm just telling you. They asked me to get into this brick, this thing that weighs 400 pounds with wings about 3 feet long and go off a 20-foot ramp into some water.
And originally...
And you can't swim.
Originally, Al was supposed to do this.
Yeah.
He was the one that was supposed to do this because I just had a child. And I also have a little child who's about to be 2 years old. And so I'm a father, and I need to be around for a while, I think. Mm-hmm.
Who was the best case scenario here? Me?
Al's reasoning,
I got nothing?
No, Al.
I told you.
Al's reasoning was, I can't swim. Well, they gave us a nice suit to wear so that we could float after we land in the water.
I cannot drown. That's all I can do. I can tread. And there's already been a psychic on this show many years ago that said that one member of this show would die by drowning.
Well, they posted a picture up on
it. That's morbid. I didn't know that. You guys should have told me that before.
It was before you joined the show.
Now
it's between me and Al.
They posted a picture of us right before the launch, and it looks like I'm praying. And so I'm laughing. Yeah, what's JC praying about? I wasn't praying. I was telling myself how stupid. I was trying not to cry.
Okay, can we play the audio of this now?
All right.
Finally.
So here it is. Right as we're going to take off.
All right.
To launch.
Hey, give me one.
Watch Kid TV.
No, wait.
I almost bailed out.
Yeah.
So I made them stop.
We were getting ready to push.
He's sitting and he stood up. He goes, wait. It was like Whitney Houston and Bodyguard.
Take into account, there's not 5,000 people screaming, drunk fans, adrenaline, because that gets you through a lot when you have a bunch of people cheering you on. It was just our cameraman and employees that were like, all right, go.
So here is our launch. Don't blink or you might miss it.
Watch Kiki.
3, 2, 1
And I mean straight down.
Are you okay?
Oh,
so cool looking.
Yeah, see, here's what the thing is. The instructor said, once you land, you have to tap on your helmet to let everybody know you're okay.
Right, because they have a safety code in the water.
Yeah, they're waiting, and if you can't get out, they're going to send somebody over you.
Stay calm.
And JC just flipped over and laid on his back.
Yeah, like a fish at the top of your aquarium.
So what happened?
And we're like,
he
JC,
are you okay?
He just... For dramatic effect, I'm thinking.
No, they say if you're hurt, just float on your back.
Relax. He just floated.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Well, I was trying to catch my breath a little bit. First, it kind of knocked the wind out of me the way I entered.
Clearly.
Because I'm moving forward, and granted, I wasn't going that fast thanks to my push team.
JC, that ramp was so wet.
I'm telling you.
It was so scary.
But I was moving forward, so it was kind of like, as I entered, it was like getting punched in the stomach a little bit.
Yeah, you belly flopped, huh?
So a little bit of that wind getting knocked out, and then I had my arms out like I was on a cross or something.
Like you're on a cross.
Well, that's the only way.
Because much like Jesus, you sacrifice.
Wow.
I mean, if you want to put it that way. As I entered the water, I just kind of felt one arm went up just fine. And you know how your arms just go up. And the other one just kind of did not do that. Mm-mm. It stayed the way it was.
Yeah,
and I just felt this weird pinch on my shoulder. And I just kind of cursed underwater for a few. And I came back up, and I just was trying to get my breath, and I was trying to lift my shoulder and move it to see if it was okay. And I was like, oh, I can't really move it, but they told me to stay still, but I don't want to look like a wuss. So I went ahead and I tapped on my helmet.
So then he has scuba divers and the guy on the...
Yeah, I didn't want the guys to come out there in full force.
No, the guy comes over with the water stretcher, and JC hoists himself with his one good arm. And he slides up there, and they take him off into the sunset.
And I was really just mad because I was going to... Trey and I were both going to wait till he was okay and jump in on either side with guys like, you got to wait. You got to wait to make sure he's okay before you jump.
Yeah, Trey went ahead and went. Jenna's like, but it's my turn.
And the hot guy's like, nope, he's injured. I'm like, but I want to jump in. Maybe I don't want to jump in. It's really high.
And people are going, why were you screaming? You weren't even going that fast. I meant to be screaming, go faster! Go faster!
Because
you guys were going so slow.
I would have been so
good.
All
right. Quit blaming this on us. We did the best we could.
Yeah.
In the environment we were given.
I'm pretty sure Kelly and Al stopped pushing 10 feet before we got to the edge.
I wasn't going to fall. I'm telling you.
If something happened to you, we already one man down.
I already looked stupid enough wearing a helmet too small.
Yeah. Trying to pick up this dude.
And those jeans, now that I've seen myself on TV, I'm never wearing again. It was bad. And I was having a bad hair day.
Right?
And it was misting.
I'm wearing my wingtips with the rubber sole. And I'm upset.
Can you imagine if we'd fallen on top of how ridiculous we looked out?
Yeah.
But they did say that we went 5 feet.
Oh. Who measures that?
They do.
They do.
There's 5 feet is pretty good.
They have little markers out there.
Yeah, there's buoy markers that go
5 feet.
Who went the farthest in the actual competition?
Compared to the team in Long Beach, California, the team Chicken Whisperers, they went a world record setting 258 feet.
Wow.
That's almost a football field.
See, now they legit.
See, they actually had wings.
Oh, wow.
They legit.
See, that doesn't look as... When I'm watching them go,
TV.
That's how I pictured my landing to be.
No.
I pictured a little bit of a glide into the water, not a hard crash.
You know how that aircraft alone probably weighed 3 pounds?
Right. Yours weighed like 480.
You would have been better off just wearing one of those little bat suits and jumping off the edge.
Yeah.
And they probably gone farther.
The little pilot was like a little horse jockey that weighs 80 pounds, and you weigh, 200, 250?
Oh, I weigh 200.
See how the ramp, they pushed him on a ramp and then the ramp fell away and he kept flying? See, they put some thought into it.
Our ship took a nosedive before we even got to the ramp.
From our perspective, it looked like there were some ropes on the back of, we thought.
The pole kind of hit my helmet.
Yeah, we thought the ropes caught you and like jerked your head really hard. That's the way it looked from our perspective.
It did, but it didn't hurt as bad as the wind getting knocked out of my shoulder.
I would have been so dead. Because there's so much to remember.
You're going to do it next year?
No.
Yep.
Never.
We're going to try and
keep... Well, I'm glad you survived, and thank you for doing it so we didn't have to, JC.
Right.
I want to try it again.
It would have been nice for you guys to have also...
Tried it. I will try it again next year now that I know how to do it.
See, JC wants to do it again next year.
Because I need to go further than 5 feet. So if you could build me one that flies further than 5 feet.
Build your own.
I got no time for that.
You got a year.
Hey, I jumped in to have your back on that.
Thanks,
I did
Jenna.
Jump with no one around.
Recruit your own little push team.
And it was hot.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's pretty easy to get your pay doubled. All you got to do is go to KidNation.com and get signed up for double your pay.
Yep.
And then you listen at this time every day. We call three names. First one in gets their pay doubled. So we're gonna call out three names right now.
Give them to us, JC.
But first, we'd like to give you the phone number so you're ready to go.
All right.
It's 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And only call us if your name is... Nicole Reed, Robin Dodson, Jacob McCormick. Jacob McCormick, Robin Dodson, Nicole Reed. You have 10 minutes to call us back and get your pay doubled.
And we have the calculator fixed today.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we do.
So when we tell you how much your pay is doubled, it's going to be right.
Yeah, we're not.
But I love everybody that corrected us. We love you.
Speaking of the calculator, Shannon's calculating on this Forbes list again.
Oh, she is.
The richest 400
people. We were wondering what's going on with the Forbes.
In America.
400.
And she's calculated that there's 333 men on the list and 48 females. But there's 400 people.
Yeah.
Shannon, you need to do it over.
What's the math?
333 men, 48 women.
Yeah, that's not...
And that doesn't equal 400. So, Shannon, can you get out the
Forbes? We're a few short.
Yeah. Count over again, please.
Well, some of them are couples, So I think that confused me.
Well,
and I didn't quite know what to do.
Yeah, it's supposed to be people, not couples.
Well, there's couples.
Well, typically there's going to be a man and a couple and a woman.
But that throws off the count.
Fred couples?
Well, I'm saying if it's...
So maybe I missed a page.
If it gives you both, then just chalk one man and one woman.
Well, the point is none of us or anyone we really know is on it. So,
a little over
10%. You know, my life, as my daughter keeps reminding me, is almost half over. So I've got another half to make this happen.
Exactly.
To get on the Forbes?
Yeah. How close are you to half of 100, Mommy? I get that a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
You want to answer for that?
No, I don't want to answer that right now.
My daddy was so excited when he turned 50 years old, and I swear, it scares the crap out of me, but...
Like, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the Grammys last night?
Or the Emmys.
The Emmys, I mean.
I watched part of it. Honestly, it was, you know, a lot of people are complaining about how boring it was.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and it truly, truly was.
It started off, their first bit was bad, and that's how you could usually tell how well the night's going to go.
Yeah.
Because it was just him sitting, Neil Patrick Harris was sitting in a room watching all the TV shows trying to catch up. And then he had conversations with some of the clips from the TV shows, and that kind of fell flat. But then they came out with some of the past hosts to give them some advice on how to do the show.
Okay.
I liked that.
So here's some
Jimmy. They were host bombing.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel advice.
Can we get a timeout for a second? I could just give you just like a smidge of advice.
Sure.
Just look around and take it all in. I mean, enjoy every second of this because, I mean, there's a good chance they won't ask you back next year.
Got it. Thanks. You can go back to your seat now.
You know. Just something to think about.
I get it.
And then Jane Lynch came out, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon.
We had some good digs back and
forth.
You know, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, of course,
killed it. And here's a clip of that.
I am doing the show, all right? Clear the stage. Thank you. Please, unless anyone else has any more crazy advice for me.
Yeah, we do. We got some advice for you.
Yeah. Oh.
Take your pants off. Take your pants off. And twerk it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they just basically told him to take his pants off.
Okay.
Which he did not do.
You're not giving us all the clip.
They're long, Kelly.
It's funny, though.
It was the funniest part of the show.
She gets up and just hands her popcorn to Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Casey got all the power with that slide. But
you want me to play the whole clip?
Audio off. No, I don't.
I figure we hit a good funny line of them saying, take your pants off.
There weren't many highlights. So.
And then they said, take your pants off about three more times.
And 3D glasses, why?
And then there were
because I want to see all your business. Remember how funny that was?
It was way funnier when
Tina Fey said it.
Right.
But I had to just reenact it because JC decided.
Let's just do that from now on.
He played enough.
No production team getting us clips. We'll just say them.
See, I thought the funniest one of the night was Merritt Weaver when she gave her acceptance speech.
That was very cute. It was awkward because you're like, oh, that was really it.
And as she won supporting
actress in a comedy
for Orange is the New.
No, for Nurse Jackie.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And she was apparently not supposed to win, so she was very surprised and did not have a speech ready.
Nothing.
So she just went up there and did this.
Oh, God, thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you so much. I gotta go. Bye.
That's funny.
They made up a lot of time because of her speech, I think.
Apparently not, because everyone gets interrupted 30 seconds into talking.
It is pretty rude.
And I understand sometimes with the less important awards, but Michael Douglas was actually giving a funny speech, and it's just like, Michael Douglas.
Yeah, they make exceptions, like on the Oscars. I mean, they let Julia Roberts and those people talk until,
Halle Berry cry for 10 minutes.
It's
like,
who's the arbitrator of... How long is this supposed to go? Anyway.
Jenna, did you see your celebrity boyfriend? Shamar Moore?
Did you see my tweet?
He was drunk.
Didn't he do such a great job commentating backstage?
I said if Jenna played her cards right, she'd be backstage right now with Bob Newhart.
Yeah. Here's his awkward transition.
Shamar Moore.
Yeah. From the Gene Stapleton tribute to this.
They're both gone now, but forever they will always be all in the family.
And then?
Carol, Gene, I love you.
Hey, Shamar Moore here, backstage at the 65th Emmys. What a beautiful tribute by a true TV legend, Mr. Rob Reiner.
I'm backstage, like I said. This is a party like you wouldn't believe. But up next, it gets better. Matt Damon and Mr. Michael Douglas introduce a special performance by none other than Sir Elton John. And then later, this young, handsome Emmy winner, the great one and only Mr. Bob Newhart.
Yes.
Only CBS.
Only.
Management team.
Management team.
See,
management
JC let all of that one play because he thought that was funny.
But then,
he didn't think the Tina Fey and Polar lines were funny because they're women.
I am doing the show, all right? Clear the stage. Okay. Thank you. Please, unless anyone else has any more crazy advice for me.
Yeah, we do. We got some advice for you.
Yeah.
Take your pants off. Take your pants off. And twerk it.
Yeah. Twerk.
I come to award shows for the twerking.
No, stop. No.
Twerk it.
I am not twerking. I'm not going to do that. That would be degrading.
Yeah, it might be degrading, but we would be degrateful.
Isn't that funny? Hey, where's the rest of it?
That's it.
Kelly, you can go home and watch it or something.
You get mad at
it.
Kelly, apparently.
I'm sorry, they didn't have the 3D glass joke in there for you.
All men back there editing.
I'm sorry, Trey. I'm trying.
Edit out the funniest stuff of the night.
They did some more show.
That was pretty funny. That was pretty funny.
And apparently Shamar Moore decided to keep drinking a little bit.
All right.
You think he was
He did another shot.
I think he's drinking his sorrows away. Jenna still hasn't tweeted me back.
His first segment went so well, he's going to celebrate.
You think that's what it is?
That's what it is, Jenna. You broke his heart.
Should I text him a selfie?
You should text him and let him know how great he did last night.
I never responded to
Great job last night.
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
Even drunker Shamar Moore returned for yet another tease.
Well, it's me again, Shamar Moore, and I truly have the best seat in the house. I'm in the green room where all the superstars are hanging out, drinking, and talking a whole lot of mess.
Oh, yeah.
I promise you there's so much more to come, including the award for outstanding comedy and outstanding drama. And coming up, these two beautiful, sexy, vivacious women that I love, Allison Janney and Anna Faris. They will present next on the Emmys. Stay tuned. Right here. Only CBS.
Easy. I am drunk.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Am I mistaken?
He's so hungover right
Did
now.
He host the Soul Train a while? Because I'm having like Soul Train flashbacks.
Yeah, he's like smooth drunk guy, though.
Very smooth.
Yeah.
He's not sloppy drunk guy, but it's still kind of funny.
He's at the club. Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't tell the ladies to go to the scramble board and
the Soul
come
Train
up with the next. Who do you think is sexier than me? The scramble board.
This portion of Soul Train is sponsored by Afro and Sheen, Ultra Sheen Cosmetics.
To me, the biggest upset of the night, and I'm sure Jenna agrees with this, best actor in a drama. Did not go to Bryan Cranston.
Nor did it go to Kevin Spacey.
Or Kevin Spacey.
That would have been my second.
But it should have gone to Bryan Cranston. Because
that's in your opinion.
It's the final season of Breaking Bad,
matter.
Which is the
you
greatest show of all time.
The Emmys?
His wife on the show won for best female in a drama.
Because she was better than the other actresses,
according
to the voting body.
Aaron Paul should have won as well. I mean, what's his face?
Jeff Daniels.
Room. Yeah, he's great. He is great. But Bryan Cranston,
according to the people voting, they thought he did better.
How you tell them it was perfect for them?
And see, here's the thing: I was saying I thought there was going to be an upset for Game of Thrones, but actually there was an upset for all the acting awards.
Yeah, the shows actually ended up winning the way they probably should have. Carrie Underwood was there performing, looking beautiful. She performed the Beatles.
That was weak starting off, man.
I bet he plays all of this, Kelly.
Start it over again and hear that first note.
Why?
See her? It was bad at first.
Let's hear it.
Yesterday. Oh, yeah.
That's good. All that trouble seems so far. See, yesterday.
Even Jenna's wincing and Jenna's tone deaf.
It's a sad song, so she's got to have a little bit of pain in that first note.
Yeah, we all felt it.
I thought she sounded great.
Oh, whatever. Close your eyes. If you would, it would be like, close your eyes and listening to it. You'd be like, ooh, she recovered.
Yeah.
She recovered.
What?
That hurt your feelings.
That hurts my feelings.
Admit it.
She was not that bad.
She started off bad.
She started good. You're supposed to show emotion the first note.
Maybe her ear monitors were out or something.
You mean like, I tried.
Yeah. Little growl in there is good, always. Will Ferrell showed up with his kids.
He was wearing shorts.
And he was wearing shorts. So he had to keep it pretty funny. Here's Will.
Hello. It is indeed an honor to be presenting the last two awards of the evening, best comedy series and best drama series.
What?
No, you cannot play Angry Birds right now. No.
So his kids have iPads?
Just share the tablet. Fine. Take turns. 30-second turns. Okay. Unfortunately, Helen Mirren and Maggie Smith dropped out at the last second, and they called me literally 45 minutes ago, and I couldn't find childcare. Okay, and we had a soccer game. There was a neighbor's birthday party, a nut allergy. I didn't have time to do my hair. It doesn't matter. It's great to be here.
He looks like he literally so rolled up like from the mall or something.
Is part of you question, are those his real kids or not? Does part of you question that?
Didn't he do that last time where he brought up the Asian lady and
yes.
his Asian kids?
I would love it if those were his real kids, but I have a feeling those were actors.
Why? Like,
I'm going with the premise. I'm going with the premise.
I'm thinking it's his real kids.
All right.
Yeah, he looks like he just like pulled his minivan over and ran in.
Which one looks like Will?
Yeah. And the two biggest awards of the night. Best comedy went to Modern Family.
Yeah.
Well, this may be the saddest Emmys of all time, but we could not be happier. I cannot begin to express to you how surreal this ride has been because none of us grew up feeling like winners. So thank you to the bullies, to the popular kids, to the gym teachers who taunted us, who rejected us, and who made fun of the way we ran. Without you, we never would have gone into comedy. Thank you very much.
So rude. That is so rude.
He didn't even speak 5 seconds and they started playing him.
And the best drama went, of course, to...
Of course.
Breaking Bad.
I did not see this coming. I thought this was going to be House of Cards. Or it could have been Homeland, or it could have been Mad Men, or it could have been Game of Thrones, or Downton Abbey, could have been any of them, and even some others that were not nominated in this golden age of television that we feel so proud
no music?
To be a part of. Thank you to these guys. Thank you to the best cast on TV, starting with Mr. Bryan Cranston.
Yes.
And thank you to our wonderful crew.
So we let him
and
just ramble on forever.
And well, my sweetie Holly. Support. Thank you much, sweetie.
There it is.
Well, I guess the last award of the night, right? So they had some extra
time.
Let
them do it.
Oh! Is it time? Did we get a winner?
Oh. Who do we have on the phone right now?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. I hear a man's voice.
Is that Jacob?
Hi. What's your name, Delicate?
Jacob.
Jacob what?
Jacob McCormick.
Jacob McCormick, you're not... A very excitable man, are you?
Do you know what you called in for, Jacob?
I do. I'm kind of shaking right now.
You're shaking?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be shaking. Because you're the first caller back, Jacob.
Oh, my. Are you serious?
We're doubling your pace, sir.
Oh, my God.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
How much did you write down that you made in a week?
$1,188.
Oh, really? Kelly wants to know if you're single.
So according to our calculations, that should be about
2376.
Yeah. Oh,
outside is. Ow, how are those vanity glasses?
Come on, man.
Oh, it's up there. Oh,
$2,376. I guarantee you that figure's been checked more than once to make sure we got it right.
Yes.
Oh, you guys don't know how much this means for me right now.
What are you going to do with the money, Jacob?
Me and my wife are building our first house.
Oh,
congratulations.
That's exciting.
Thank you.
So that money's already spent, is what you're telling us, Jacob.
Well, I'm active duty military, so.
Oh, good job.
Well, thank you for everything you do.
Thank you. I've been making kitchen tables to raise money for this house.
Aw.
Buy a kitchen table for
Al
him,
Al. Buys anything anybody's selling. Yeah. Al will buy one of your kitchen tables, won't you, Al?
Yes.
How much are your kitchen
How much
tables,
are your kitchen
Jacob?
Tables, dog?
My kitchen tables are $500.
Oh, that's not bad.
How about give me a half a table?
Now, more of Kid Craddock in the Morning. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
So, we have been asking you guys to send in a letter telling us why your school needs a recess redo, a complete playground makeover.
Yeah, some schools have some bad equipment out there.
Yeah, and thanks to everybody that sent in a letter nominating your school. The grand prize, of course, is a $10,000 gift card from the Home Depot. So now I'm going to tell you the five finalist schools, and what I need you to do as a listener is to go to our website, which is kidnation.com, sometime this week, probably take you like 2-3 minutes, and just read the details on these five schools and vote on the one that hits your heart. All right?
Cool.
First of all, we have Adams Elementary School. This past year, vandals set fire to the playground at this school. Man, it's messed up. We have Argyle Intermediate. All of the equipment is just basically hot metal poles. You know how hot that can be
you
in
can
the spring, summertime? You can burn yourself.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cameron Elementary, every dog and cat in town uses their preschool kindergarten play area for a litter box.
Ew.
That's not good. Snow Hill Elementary. Oh, that sounds like such a great school. Snow Hill Elementary, safety hazards and fire ants plague their play area. And
exterminator out there.
Yeah. Right? And Odessa Christian School, their playground equipment is almost 50 years old.
Wow.
So go to KidNation.com sometime today. We'll be voting all week. You can vote as many times as you want to. And a week from today, we'll announce the winner. Again, a $10,000 gift card from the Home Depot. And thanks for everybody for nominating this school.
Good job, Al.
All right.
You're going to go out there and build stuff?
I'll be going to that school to give them that gift card.
But you won't build anything.
No,
right?
Then leave. Yeah, might, leave it up to the professionals.
Yeah, don't touch anything.
I might build a little something.
No. You know,
a couple of chairs.
I'd rather you not.
Yeah. Do a little something while I'm not. I got my tool belt.
Chairs on the playground.
Philosophy.
That's fun.
So the new iPhone came out.
Yeah.
Anybody get Jenna, you were talking about getting it, the gold one.
Yeah, well, you know the gold one in stores apparently sold out in like 10 minutes.
Of course,
I mean, you can order it online and get it mid-October, I think. But I'm not eligible for an upgrade, and I figure I'm going to break the one I have. I have a 5 right now. Yeah. I'm going to break it at some point and end up having to pay full price for a new one sometime in the next year, I'm sure.
Well, I was actually going to get a new phone this weekend because I've been due for about a year, but I kind of want to switch over to the HTC one because a lot of people say good stuff about it. But I really liked my Samsung before my son stole it and I think threw it away.
Who knows?
But I've had an iPhone for years. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to switch because then you got to learn something new and I don't like doing that.
It's like a whole new user-friendly operating system kind of thing.
So I drove to the store and I had decided I'm going to get the HTC One.
Yeah.
I pulled up to the Verizon store. I thought about it. I started freaking out because I didn't know what I was going to get. Turned my car back on. I backed up and I went home.
I didn't get a phone.
Is that better or worse than me driving to the gym and buying a pair of sweatpants and
it's
turning
worse.
Around and going home?
Plus, it was during rush hour, so there was a lot of cars out there when
Dude,
I was going.
Did you need a phone? So
yeah, I know. It was just I just wasn't ready to make a change. I wasn't ready to commit, so I just turned around. But
gosh, you're married with two babies and you weren't ready to commit to a new phone.
I know. But this guy, since apparently iPhone's still hot because. People were lined up to get the new iPhone.
Yeah, and BlackBerry's laying off 40% of its staff. So
right, but they're still.
I mean, so iPhone's
killing it. Yeah,
and two things that went wrong with people trying to get iPhones. A man actually hired 80 homeless people to wait in line for him. So what he did, it's not illegal, but it's pretty immoral. Makes you kind of want to punch him in the face after you hear what he did. But a man in L.A. drove these 70 to 80 homeless people to Pasadena in California.
He drove them. He must have had a bus or something.
Uh-huh. And then he had them stand out in line outside the Apple store.
Okay.
Because people were allowed to buy 2 iPhones each.
Okay.
When the phones launched on Friday. So the guy offered them $40. I'll give each of you $40 to stand in line, and then you buy 2 phones for me, and then I get a bunch of iPhones, and then I make a bunch of money off of these people.
Okay.
So then the Apple store employees found out what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So they saw the homeless people all, you know, giving their phones to the same guy. So they stopped it. They said, no, we're not going to sell any more iPhones to these people that you paid to stand outside the line. We want people who are actually going to use them and they want to use it for their own plan. So the guy told the homeless people who got turned away that he's not going to pay them the $40. And then they turned on him.
Ooh.
So the police ended up being called because you got about 60 homeless people coming at after this one guy for their $40.
80 angry and sober homeless people.
So the police escorted him out for his protection. And he didn't pay the homeless people their $40.
Well,
and did not give them a ride back to the shelter they were staying at.
Oh. Well, okay, so.
And here's Al to
how much time? No, how much time was involved in this deal?
It doesn't matter how much time. You made a deal with this guy. You went out there. He drove you away from where you're staying, and then you don't get paid for it.
But they didn't bring up their end of the deal.
Yeah, they didn't, you know, for whatever reason.
To stand in line.
For whatever reason, they didn't get, you know, they didn't fulfill their obligation.
They got a car ride and a sniff of the Apple store.
They should have gotten their $40. Or.
And is it right of the Apple store just to say.
We're not selling to these guys?
We've deemed that you. What if I go in there looking like I do half the time? They'd say, you're homeless looking and you can't afford an, you can't do that
well,
either.
They put two and two together. They saw homeless people handing the phones to this guy.
But still, I mean, ticket scalpers do that. They get homeless people to go stand in line so that they can get concert
tickets. It's aggravating and it's frustrating. And well,
there's nothing illegal about it.
Or exactly, it's not illegal.
So Apple was in the wrong initially. Dude, you say ultimately they should have just...
They're both in the wrong, I think. Apple Store should have just kept it going because then the homeless people would have gotten their $40 and then this guy would have gotten his phone.
Apple should give them all $40 in iTunes gift cards to make up for the $40 they didn't get.
Mm. Wait a minute. They're homeless, but you're going to give them an Apple iTunes gift card.
Yeah, what are they going to do with that?
That was the joke.
Well, I was accentuating.
Or you could have been the people in Houston who were waiting outside the store to get their iPhones.
What happened there?
And they stayed overnight.
Mm-hmm.
10 of them were camping out there. And around 5:30 in the morning, two dudes with guns pulled up and robbed all 10 people. Wallets, money, phones, everything gone.
Damn.
So if you really think it's smart to chill outside the store overnight in a bad part of town, you shouldn't be... I mean, should you just leave your wallet at home if you're going to do that?
Well, how are you going to pay for the iPhone?
Just bring your credit card and then put it in your butt.
That'll cheat.
You hide it.
Put it in your butt?
No, you don't put it in your butt, but you like put it in your butt part of your underwear.
Like in that Nelly video when he's...
God.
Yeah, I got you.
So you leave home every day planning on being robbed and take...
Put your
but if you're going in the back part of town.
Precautions to not make that not happen.
So next time I go stand outside... You know, in line to get a phone, I'm going to put my credit card in my butt.
Next time a homeless person asks me for money. Hey, you
camp out all night, you get what you get.
Like, if you have a credit card swiper, my card's in my butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you have to walk all funny with your credit card.
It doesn't matter.
So the card doesn't just drop on the
don't
floor.
Don't want to get robbed, put it in your butt.
Just remind me never to borrow your credit card.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's hard to tell on this show if we're on the air or not.
Kid Craddock in the morning. It was 4 years ago today that Queen Latifah was in studio with us. One of the nicest female rappers that I think I've ever met. Well, in fact, I guess the only female rapper that I've actually met in person. But what's so funny about it, I was riding my Vespa to work, and she actually autographed it for me. Queen Latifah in Kid Craddock in the Morning Studio. Here's another flashback.
It's another Kid Craddock in the Morning flashback.
Good morning, Latifah.
Good morning.
That's the correct way to address you, is it not?
Sure.
I thought
queen.
So.
Queen.
Call me queen.
Call you la.
La, la.
Call
I'm
you.
So excited. She already brought me presents. She's my official favorite guest ever.
Shut up.
You got to bring you.
We've never had a guest bring presents.
And Al's going to fight me for this.
My new fragrance.
Oh.
Body butter. Body butter, Al.
And body butter.
Queen, you got to have some more of that.
No, you don't even understand. I give him body butter every Christmas because he loves it so much.
Queen.
Now it'll be queen body butter.
Queen, let me just fill you.
Be wearing that queen.
Well, you had to bring it to him. You're not the only queen in the room. He rode that Vespa to work today.
Oh, you know what I love about it? It's not overpowering.
No. What's in it?
It's very subtle.
What's in it?
It's light tap sexy.
Now, is your bodyguard right there in case we do something?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's prepared.
Because I was about to, too. I was about to go crazy on this thing. I'm going to take my sweater off.
And then what?
And then I'm going to take off my cashmere hoodie.
And then what?
Oh, God.
And then what?
Then he's going to put it back on.
Then I'm going to put it back on and adjust the hoodie part of it. That's what I'm thinking.
If we get crazy.
Yeah, you guys are crazy. I love it.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm great.
I just tried your perfume, too, Queen. Thank you. I'm so excited.
I don't know. Be careful. Well, you're going to be real sexy when you walk out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only
me.
Kid that gets a Christmas present. You don't need to just flaunt your little Christmas present all around.
You know what, though, Kelly? The brother's already all over you. Now you're going to be smelling like Queen Latifah. The brothers are really going to be all over you. They can't help themselves.
Queen, I'm not lying. Brothers so love that woman right there.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
She's hot stuff.
If we go to
your bodyguard, you're going to have to protect me from him.
Oh,
because he's going to be all over me in a minute.
And Al, say again,
that queen.
What feature is it about Kelly the brothers like?
Big fat white butt.
Right?
That's right.
Big fat white butt.
It's a big flat white butt.
Oh, okay.
Big fat white butt.
We got the L.
Jigga, 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 jigga.
Right. Oh, we can mix
big,
it up.
Big fat white butt.
Oh, we have a caller. Hello, Evan.
I am Queen Latifah's biggest fan. I've loved her since she rapped with Moni Love.
Evan.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. Oh, my God.
I believe her.
All right.
Hey.
Evan, I'm going to back away. It's just you and you and La. All right?
Okay.
Let's take it away.
Okay. I'm a mom. I'm around your age. We grew up together in that era. And I want to know, what do you feel your greatest accomplishment has been this far?
That's a lot.
That's a tough question.
That's a good question, too. Mm. First of all, thank you for supporting all these years.
Oh, I love you.
And you
got to
get the new album,
so
Persona. You got to get that. Persona. Some back.
And your Queen perfume and body butter.
Yes.
You have to get that
as well.
Smells
so good.
Would you like I'll get it.
It's delicious.
Would you like me to take the question about myself since I haven't done anything?
No, yeah. I'm sorry.
It'd be much easier.
Yeah, sounds.
It'd be very easy. I think greatest accomplishment of my life would be just, you know, breathing. Breathe in, breathe out.
Yeah.
That's tough, man.
That's the most important one, too.
Take it away, Queen.
That's a big, broad question.
Mm-hmm.
God,
because you want to be profound, right?
Been,
and she's
you know
done
what?
So
honestly,
much.
It might career-wise. Sound silly or simple, but my one of not my greatest accomplishment, but I guess one of the most things I'm most proud of mm-hmm. is the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
There you go.
Oh.
Because you know when I was like 17, going out in California and wanted to be somebody and do something with my life and
right. Did you walk down there and see all those?
I walked down that mm-hmm. street and I saw all those names and I was like, wow, one day I would love to be here.
Yeah.
You
know?
Did you ever pose
cool.
next to
now?
Did you ever
so
pose
cool.
next to one? Take your picture next to one?
I did. I did the touristy Hollywood thing. I don't know, probably like Michael Jackson. Now I'm two stars away from him.
Oh,
are you really two stars from Michael?
Oh. Yeah.
Look at that. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Man. You know, but I think when some other kid, you know, from the hood, wherever, walks down the street and sees that, then they think, hey, if she did it, I can do it. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what inspires me.
I got one, too. I'm half on, half off the curb next to Wink Martindale.
Wink Martindale.
Yeah. Even...
Wow.
Speaking
Lame.
Of the Michael,
that's pretty awesome.
Speaking of Michael Jackson, though.
I'm Wink Martindale.
How did you get involved in the memorial service? Because you read from Maya Angelou at the service. Was there a connection with you and Michael that I'm not aware of?
No, we had, you know, we kind of worked together indirectly because I used to manage Naughty by Nature. And
that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, on one of his records.
Get on with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Get on with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Get on with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
That's on my iPod.
Who's down with OPP?
Every last
Nobody knows that last line.
Every last homie.
Queens.
All the ladies. It's on my iPod.
Kelly pulled it. Oh, go ahead, Kelly.
It's on your iPod.
Yes, it is on my iPod, which I do not have. I swear to you, it's on my iPod.
Judging by the words she just said, I'm going to go with it. She knows it.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Okay,
I'll be
happy
to explain it.
That's right.
I'm
going to
mix it up just
for
you. Ready?
Big fat white butt. Big fat white butt. Big fat white butt.
Come
on now.
Me.
That's
one of the funnest songs ever.
CD skipping.
Get out with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Get out with OPP. Get out with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Get out with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Get out with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Who's down with OPP?
How do you guys not know?
How do you not know?
Every last homie.
Everlast.
You're going on tour, and I saw you on Ellen the other day, and you said you're looking for local female rappers. You said there's a big absence of female rappers now.
There is.
Shannon?
It's like all guys right now, so I'm trying to discover the next female rap superstar.
Okay. You know? So, my producer, who I never let talk in the air.
Oh, yeah, about to spit the hot rhymes, what?
Or off the air.
Oh, she was an MC.
Kid, I'm going to be honest, Queen. Kid crushed her dream.
Uh-huh.
We were all... So her DJ Lazy Eye, that's her name.
Yeah. Flag it.
DJ Lazy Eye.
Yeah.
And her raps were about her childhood traumas growing up, about having to wear the eye patch, about having a little eating disorder and stuff.
Right.
And it was very interesting. A kid just told her flat out she sucked and she's never rapped again.
Yeah, I even took her to Mexico.
She had an appearance.
And we did,
I was her manager. I was her producer. Jeez, we had a whole thing dream? Going.
Well, I know awkward is the new funny, but it's almost like making fun of the kid at school that you're not allowed to make fun of.
She was talking about her own struggles,
though.
Who else
gets to make fun of the kid at school?
Mm. And Eminem used to rap about his life.
I was about to say, Eminem blew up talking about himself.
Yeah.
Here's Shannon right here.
My name is Shannon Murphy, but you call me Lazy Eye.
Oh.
The story of my life is one that could make you cry.
Whoa.
Yeah, am I right? I was lazy and I wore a pirate patch.
Oh.
But then I got the LASIK, which didn't help with being fat. When I was little, I didn't have no friends since I spoke only English and they spoke only Spanish. I was a little chubby till I got bulimia. But now I take the loot box and I eat like a pig. Yeah, I used to stutter till someone threatened to wash my mouth out with soap. Then my vocabulary grew. I wouldn't wear the diapers because I liked dad's underwear. And I looked really stupid when I'd cut my own hair. I used to ride my bicycle up and down the street alone
because
nobody would give me their number to call them on the phone.
Oh.
Yeah, my life is hard. And yeah, my life
tuck. Keep it locked on the lazy eye until you get enough of my skills.
Oh, tell me, queen.
Yeah.
Isn't that greatness? Look at it. She loves it. It brings joy, kid.
I might need a copy of that.
Kelly,
right,
why don't you? You have tons of money. Why don't you go promote Shannon? That'd be awesome. I'm done with that.
Brilliant.
She got laser surgery, which won't help her with being fat.
Right, right. Like so then she got bulimia.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of people say that Fergie and Gwen Stefani started the whole spelling thing in the songs.
Yeah.
Queen Latifah did with UNITY. And nobody ever gave her credit. Everybody
What's
was
up with
saying
that?
Fergie did it.
You're a good speller.
What's
Kelly?
Up with that?
Yeah.
I'll take it back further. I spell my own name. The Queen Latifah Command.
How do they not give you credit?
They don't give her credit.
How do they give you credit for unity?
Sorry. I don't know. I was trying to help the kids read properly
and spell.
I got one thing to say to that.
Yeah, you
know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Queen Latifah, everybody.
Thank you.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Now, more of Kid Craddock in the morning.
Now.
Big night for television tonight.
I'm excited.
Lots
this is like
season premieres.
Big premiere week.
Everything's coming back.
And I have to find something else to watch now because Dexter was thoroughly disappointing and ended last night. And then Breaking Bad ends next Sunday. So I need to fall in love with something this week.
We'll give you the talk shows first, and
maybe
then we'll get into the TV shows.
Okay.
Because Letterman's going to have Bill Clinton on.
Oh, yeah. I love him.
What are they talking about? Stuff? Does he have a book or something?
Probably hooking up with interns.
And then Jimmy Kimmel is going to have Patrick Dempsey, Dr. McHottie or whatever his name is.
Dreamy.
Whatever.
Dreamy.
And Paul McCartney is going to perform on Kimmel.
Oh, that's interesting.
Tonight's show will have Justin Timberlake performing, and he's going to be doing an interview. Arsenio Hall.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Nick Cannon.
All right.
And 2 Chainz, or 2 Poops, as we like to call him on the show.
I know. I wonder if they can film his whole segment full or if he has to take a bathroom break.
Right? How do you do that if he has
Poor
to
Poor guy. He's going to regret the day he ever admitted that
out loud. Well, that's his fault for bringing that up.
He should have never revealed that.
Yeah. Now, The Voice won last night for Best Reality Show, right? And the guy uses it as a chance to plug, keep us number one.
Yeah.
Watch us tomorrow night.
They
because
always do
tonight,
that.
The Voice is back for the 5th season premiere, back to the original lineup with CeeLo, Christina, and then Blake Shelton of Adam Levine, who never left in the first place.
And it's the audition process, which is typically the one everybody likes to watch, and then we start dropping off.
And then last night, just a big commercial for How I Met Your Mother, when they did that whole thing for Neil Patrick Harris to go to host rehab.
Right.
It was just a commercial for How I Met Your Mother, which comes back tonight.
But they finally introduced who the mother is, right?
Yes.
So there's going to be a mother in there.
It only took 9 seasons to get to this point.
So shouldn't they change the name of the show, since we already know how he met the mother?
Well, isn't this the moment when the show, this is going to be it?
Yeah. Shouldn't it be After I Met Your Mother?
Well,
no,
they could do a spinoff.
After me and your mama hooked up.
Yeah.
After. But hasn't everything they've done to now been After I Met Your Mother?
After I Gave Your Mother the Business?
Yeah.
Also, 2 Broke Girls, 3rd season premiere tonight.
After I Got Your Mama Pregnant.
Seen the show, 2 Broke Girls.
I've watched a couple episodes, and they were all right.
I don't know.
I laughed.
There's just something about the 30-minute sitcom that lost me a long time ago.
I know.
It's really hard.
What was the last one you watched, Friends?
Probably Modern Family.
Honestly,
you watched Modern
What was
Family
the last
bit,
one you got?
Yeah, Modern Family, I guess, is probably the last
Office?
One.
Office? Did you ever watch any Office?
Not really. No.
Kid tried to get us off into it, but...
Kid tried to get us into The Office.
Yeah,
Kid tried to get us into
Modern Family.
I didn't
watch just to make him mad. I love making him mad, you know. And then we've got some series premiere tonight. This one has really got me excited. The new Blacklist with James Spader, because I still love him from the Pretty in Pink days. And it really bothers me when I see him getting older and heavier, because that reminds me that I, too, have aged.
Yeah.
But I still remember him from Blaine,
and he's
a
creepy guy in this movie, right?
Yeah. He is.
Or in the show.
He plays a criminal on the FBI's most wanted list, turns himself in, and then blackmails the FBI to assigning him a female FBI profiler to help him stop terrorists. So he's a bad guy that does a bad thing for the ultimate good.
But he's got the list with all the other bad guys. So he's a narc.
So that's going to be on 10 o'clock Central Time.
That's too late.
On NBC. 10. That's what you DVR for. Well, maybe it's 10 o'clock Eastern
10,
time.
10 Eastern.
I mean, 9 o'clock Eastern time, excuse me. 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central.
Well, the one I kind of want to watch is that Hostages show with Toni Collette.
Well, that's the thing. Is it going to be is it going to be one, like the whole season's dealing with this one hostage situation? They can't have hostages every week.
Because it looks like Dylan McDermott is the bad guy, right?
Toni Collette, who was, Muriel's Wedding. I love that movie. That's a way, going way back when she was heavy. She stars as a thoracic surgeon whose family is taken hostage by this rogue FBI agent played by Dylan McDermott,
yeah,
who wants to her to kill the president during surgery.
Maybe it's going
to
be like 24 was, like one
yeah, like
day,
the fall, yeah,
you know,
or
in each episode.
Like, is the like following a, was kind of like that.
Yes.
You know?
The whole season's going to be around this one event.
Right.
That's interesting.
What do they do a second season?
Well, then they have to have a new set of hostages, I would mm-hmm. imagine. Maybe like, a new scenario.
So you get rid
actors.
Of Toni Collette?
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
It's like on 24, you still had some of the same characters. He just had a different situation that he's saving the world from.
But this would be like if 24, if he was the bad guy, and then he had to get another person to... You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure they've. I'm sure.
Yeah, they probably give me a little card. Just because you're in one movie doesn't mean you can sit here and start producing and directing.
Oh my God. You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.